The way to grow quickly in the things of the Spirit is to become aware of when we're missing the mark and confess it to him fast. You may say he knows already. Well, yes, beloved, he does. But you need the cleansing of the blood. You need the forgiveness. You need the release, and you need to release. You need the restoration. You need to know that you have a fresh start, clean slate, every single day. Derek Prince puts it like this: unconfessed sin is sin unforgiven. Sin separates. It always did, and it always will do. It separates us from God if it isn't confessed. Isaiah 59 verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. You can't hear him if sin is in the way, and he won't hear you. It's repeated in the New Testament, just in case you were about to protest. That's an old covenant verse. Matthew 6:15, look it up. May I respectfully suggest that if it isn't working out for you, if you've never really known the joy of sin forgiven, that perhaps now is a good time to sit down and ask him what you need to confess, who you need to forgive, what grudges, resentment, unforgiveness and bitterness you need to drop, and be prepared to go back more than 3 days. You'll be liberated, I promise, and you won't echo the psalmist when he said, before I confessed my sins, I kept it all inside. My dishonesty devastated my inner life, causing my life to be filled with frustration, irrepressible anguish and misery. You'll be free and clean, and you will know the way to stay clean and walk clean and move on to the next verse. Guaranteed. Pause and quietly think about those things. Selah.